Hitler.
The rich man goes to college, got the poor man go to work.
Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do we believe that everybody should be born poor 1 week of their life? 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. The other thing I want to do a quick forward promo on is Chico Telebration. It's become a local tradition. For the third year running, Chico Telebration brings young and old together in a unique storytelling showcase for professional storytellers, local amateur tellers and youth tellers from the 6th Street Center for Homeless Youth. Proceeds go to the 6th Street Drop-In Center, as well as Stars Our Story, a local storytelling organization dedicated to storytelling efforts that support social justice work. Speaking of supporting social justice work, I consider him my friend, Mark Alexander. Welcome to the studio, Mark Alexander.
Thank you. Hi there.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about Telebration. Both Mark and I, this is the big forward promo. Mark and I are going to be in Telebration. And Mark, I'm twice his age, but he is the vet here. You were in that program last year. What do we need to know, and what do I need to know as a storyteller this year, Mark? What do I need to know?
It's a fantastic show. I performed last year, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of people enjoyed it, it seemed, and I got a lot of stories out of some really interesting people, and I think some people walked away with it with, you know, a life-changing experience, and I don't think that's an exaggeration.
It's certainly not an exaggeration. I love Mark, man. He's one of my favorite people here in Chico. And speaking of great people, we have Celine O'Malley, who is, the first work that popped into my head was Brainchild of Chico Telebration. Is that too strong or too weak?
Maybe... That's fine.
Well, welcome to KZFR. So tell us, continue on from the beautiful intro that Mark Alexander gave you go from there.
Thank you. Yeah, I was so blessed and excited to work with Mark last year and getting to work with him again this year. So Chico Telebration, it started 3 years ago. Telebration is actually a national storytelling the National Storytelling Network event, but you can produce it locally, and we kind of did it a little differently in Chico, teaming up with 6th Street Center and using the event that was already somewhat established around the country to further dialogue and conversations about local issues that we felt were important, mm-hmm. Namely homelessness and particularly youth homelessness. And National Runaway Homeless Youth Awareness Month.
Yeah, you got it. It is hard to say.
And the Telebration event are in the same month, so it's kind of perfect. But it's just been really something really special for me to be able to see continue for the last 3 years. Working with 6th Street, doing storytelling workshops with the youth there. We've had a handful of youth this year each week and working on their stories. Not everyone is telling a story at Telebration, but the fact that they've been coming to the workshops and getting their narrative and being able to share their stories is still really powerful.
So this is a nationwide thing. Do they do it on the same day, or is it within a week, or how does it work?
It's technically within probably 2 weeks. I think this year the official date is the 19th of November. We're doing it a week early, but that's because the wonderful Women's Club has sponsored us to be there on that date Sunday.
Do they have like a YouTube or a channel presence so people go, this sounds like a really cool thing, let me see what's going on in Chico or elsewhere for a Telebration performance?
There's the National Storytelling Network website. It's storynet.org, and that has information. They have a calendar of events with all of the celebrations going on in each region. And so, like, I submitted Chico Telebration to be on that list. As far as videos or YouTube kind of thing, I think that the network is still working on getting social media savvy and all of that. So that's something that I'm really trying to work on.
Storynet.org. Did I get that right?
Storynet.org. Uh-huh.
So let's just talk a little bit about, so I know that goes to some of the proceeds would go to Sixth Street Center of Youth. I've had them on this program many times, and it's my hate to pick favorites, but I would pick them as my favorite. But maybe talk a little bit about the other organization. I think that's your organization, the Storytellers Guild here in Chico.
Yeah.
I'd like to know more about that.
I think our listeners too. Last year, the proceeds went partly to Sixth Street and partly to the Storytellers Guild. And we use those funds to produce this year's event. But this year, I've started an organization called Our Stars, Our Stories, which is my own storytelling kind of organization. And it seeks to continue this kind of work, continue doing not just Telebration, but other monthly series that focus storytelling around social justice issues and healing purposes and creating dialogue, which now more than ever is something that we need.
Our Stars, Our Stories. I know it's on Instagram, so you can find it on Instagram.
Yeah,
where else is it?
Well, I'm on Facebook and under Celine O'Malley at Our Stars, Our Stories, but I'm currently working on the organization's website, which has been an undertaking. So you can Google me in a few months or Google that organization a few months and we'll have it up and running.
Nice. Another quick question. I'm going to fumble with the exact title of the board, but I know you're on like a national board for storytelling. You pretty much have been on it this entire year or the calendar year. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah. So it's a special interest group that's part of the National Storytelling Network. It's called the YES Alliance, and it stands for Youth Educators and Storytellers Alliance. And I was incredibly honored last year to be asked to be one of the new members on the board because they're really trying to bring in younger voices to the storytelling community nationally. And as an educator, I mean, I have my teaching credential and work in bilingual education, but as also a storyteller, it's been really wonderful to be part of a group of people that are passionate about how we can use storytelling for education and for working with young people in the classroom and outside of it.
Yeah, it's just such a beautiful thing to connect with people. I forgot to mention, I'm actually going to have a bumper song, telling a story. I was telling Celine, I did the post-election show here on KCFR in the morning, and I was walking and helping somebody out. I was going to take him to Chico Nat to get him something. He was a diabetic, and he needed sugar. But I'm walking across the street, and he goes, "Can I tell you a fantastic story?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Yeah, and he told a neat little story about how he came to Butte County to pick up his wife's ashes and, how he had traveled across the country and why he was here and how he was here. But you could just tell through the whole thing that it was an important part of his day to kind of validate, who he was and why he's here.
Yeah.
Because he'd only been in Chico maybe a week or two. So that was a really kind of cool experience.
Yeah.
Maybe you could share your experience telling stories, or maybe a story has happened to you today. Like me.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I've been thinking a lot about is kind of the theme this year for Telebration is where the heart is, and just been reflecting on, where is the heart of the work I've been doing with storytelling and homelessness and housing. And I grew up hearing my parents tell me stories. And I also in college kind of found my voice through storytelling, and I was finally able to express my grief and talk with family members about my dad's death, which was a really important thing. Like you're talking about that validation, like people hearing your story, and growing up, I always thought my mom had the most boring job in the world. Everyone would always ask me like, "Oh, what do your parents do?" Like, "Oh, my dad works for FedEx. That was easy. He drove a truck," but my mom works with houses. I don't know, something with houses. And I always thought, oh God, that's so boring. But then growing up, realizing, oh my God, my mom has the most important job. She she helps people create homes. She right. finds and develops housing for people that don't have the funds necessarily to buy a big house, and she makes that possible. And I think that's kind of, I mean, she's been the one that's housed me through struggles I've been through, and having a hard time finding a job, and after college, even like being educated and out in the world and really struggling with that to find a job that I could support myself with, and she's housed me through it. And so I think that's kind of at the heart of it for me, is my family and my mom. And yeah,
as I was thinking about this storytelling last night, in that I went to the Carriers of the New Story. It's from Butte Environmental Council, and Danielle Baxter and Kevin Killian are facilitating, along with Kelly from Beck. But they had a council where they have like a little altar and a talking point, a talking piece. But it was so cool. They talked about the six different things, rules of council. But two of them thought immediately of this exercise we're going to do on Sunday at the Women's Club. They said two of the rules are listen from the heart and speak from the heart. Oh. And I'm like, well, that was perfect.
Yeah.
So I was preparing for celebration, even though while the election results were coming out.
Yeah. I last night, I remember hearing someone on the TV too talking about listening. Like, one thing that we struggle with in this country is listening to one another. And, learning how to be a story listener helps us be a better person.
Oh, it does. And they did one exercise while I was there. And it's a six-week class, a leadership class, and they're on the last 2 weeks coming up. But they did this thing, Aikida. I thought I was going to be able to Google it really easy. Maybe I'm not spelling it right. But the bottom line is kind of putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So they had you come up with a situation that you're dealing with or working with, or an issue you're working on. And then you speak to a person that's silent. They can't ask any questions. Mm-hmm. They just listen intense, listen from the heart. But you would talk about what the issue was, and then you would switch seats and still talk, but you would put yourself in that other person's shoes. But it was a really, really validating experience to, really kind of get that compassion and, knowing what it's like to be in somebody's shoes. It was a very, very interesting exercise.
Yeah, and that listening, like not listening to respond, but listening to hear the other person.
Exactly. And Mark, I'm listening to hear. Mark Alexander is in the house. Welcome, Mark.
So I am. Hello. It's there.
That is the way you are, Mark. We were in that little beautiful little Ford promo last week where you talked about, we're not exaggerating, that would change people's lives. Television last year.
It does. At least I hear. I performed. I'm not sure. Maybe. It changed my life.
Yeah, you're coming back for seconds.
Stories that went on before myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Now, this is three storytellers, so feel free. We'll help you along. But we were just coming up with stories, like tell it. And impromptu. That was part of the council. It was like speak from the heart, listen from the heart, impromptu. But you got a little impromptu story for us, Mark.
Well, last night.
Last night. Woo,
last
suspense.
Night was very interesting. I was going to do my Japanese homework, but that didn't work out because apparently I wanted to just casually check out what's going on in social media. And surely enough, the election results were going on, and I decided to stay because it was apparently it was a close race. And some of my friends were posting some comments about how scared they are for the future. And when it was all said and done, I decided I don't really like typing things on my phone. So all I did was share all these messages other people were saying, and on my my account, just because I wanted to communicate to some of the people who voted for the next elected president, how scared some people are.
Yeah, just sharing that part of the story.
Yeah, just getting it out there. I woke up this morning. I decided, by the time it was done, it was like, it's late. I didn't do my homework. I don't know if I'm going to go to class today. I did end up still going to work, though, and I don't know. I was on the bus, and I was just walking through town. It just seemed like a very quiet day in California.
Yeah, I kind of noticed like a stillness.
Maybe because, I mean, I guess maybe if you were in your own little group of people with opinions who wanted to express those opinions, maybe it wasn't so quiet, but just walking through and taking the bus, it just seemed like there was a lot of things on people's mind, but they were just not expressing it.
And dazed, it seems like everybody,
yeah, dazed.
Yeah. That's a wonderful story, Mark. So we got a few more minutes, so maybe we can circle back to kind of let folks know about this wonderful event at the Women's Club Sunday, yeah. 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to tell the story, so I better be.
Yeah, it's
time.
At 7 o'clock. I just going off of that feeling of I've been feeling dazed today too, but also a renewed sense of how important this kind of event is,
yeah.
where people
yeah.
come together, we listen to one another, listen to stories of people whose backgrounds may be very different from our own. And so I think that's even more reason to do this and even more reason for people to come out and support us. And so, yeah, Chico Telebration, it's this Sunday, November 13th at 7 o'clock. The doors will open at 6 o'clock. It's at the Chico Women's Club, which is at 592 East 3rd Street in Chico. For tickets, you can go to the bookstore downtown or find us Chico Telebration at eventbrite.com. We've sold out in the past. So if you get your tickets earlier, that would be best. And just a note as far as because of the content of some of the stories, we do recommend that age 13 and over is recommended with parental discretion kind of in there. And if people have more questions, they can find our Facebook page, which is Chico Telebration, or email ourstars@gmail.com.
That's wonderful. So, look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. We're doing they're calling it a dress rehearsal. I'm not wearing a dress.
It's a rehearsal dinner.
Ooh, a dinner. Pizza.
Yeah.
I was telling her about pizza and politics because pizza always comes first. So this is pizza and celebration because yeah. pizza always comes first.
Yeah. Well,
maybe after.
After the story.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Only if if people decide to start talking about political stories, then maybe it'll come in handy to have that pizza.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, guys. I'm going to transition to Shahara Hyatt, an interview I did with Shahara, and she is a comic from Sacramento who was here for the pre-election debacle at Duffy's. A brilliant comic. Everyone was abuzz at how brilliant a comic she was. But in her daytime job, you're going to hear a little piece about this, she works with homeless teens, and she literally had started this wonderful legislative-driven. She does a lot of advocacy for homeless and runaway youth. And that's right here, right now on People Powered Radio.
On a less personal note, I'm a social worker, and I do comedy. Yeah, so now I have two jobs I don't do for the money. Yeah, during the day, I'm an advocate for homeless teens. Hold your applause, everyone. It's not as if I'm literally doing the Lord's work. Nobody cares. But I've learned a lot doing that job. Like, people call the cops when they see a homeless person drinking in the park. What are you, jealous? Is that too chill? Like, two teenagers told me that a woman called the cops on them for going through the garbage. And I was like, what did that phone call look like? This woman's just like, hey, officer, these people are being so poor right now. They're digging through the trash, they're sleeping outside, they're asking for money, and I have to see it. The dispatcher's like, well, yeah, but don't you think it's like a little bit harder for them than it is for you? Maybe just like kick them a buck, say what's up, quick clock the police line that makes you feel uncomfortable for having money when others have so little. No, I'm just kidding. We'll arrest them. Pleasure doing business with you. I don't like it either. That's how that phone call goes.
My pleasure to have Shahara Hyatt. This is Gamal Mash for the Without a Roof Radio program for November 13th. And welcome to Chico's Shahara Hyatt. This is your first time here, right?
This is my first time here. I'm at Duffy's Irish Tavern, and it's amazing.
Shahara killed it. Your comedy set was awesome. They want you back, I think.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'd be happy to come back to Chico anytime. Great crowd.
So, Shahara, I know what you do a lot of work. You've got the California Homeless Youth Project. Maybe just a few words about Runaway and Homeless Youth Awareness Month.
Yeah, I think it's super important to talk about an issue that a lot of people don't really understand or even recognize as an issue. You know, it's a national crisis that we have, really high rates of young people experiencing homelessness, and it's particularly true in California. So I definitely take every opportunity I can to read, write, and talk about this issue because not enough people are.
So thanks for all that you do down in Sacramento. Any closing comments?
Yeah, thanks so much for all you do in Chico. It takes everybody, I think, participating in the struggle. And if you're not already a part of it, consider joining.
And those are prescient comments about we're all part of the struggle. And if you're not involved, get involved. And speaking of being involved, this is a gentleman I've known now a little over a year back from the original Summer of Bernie in 2015. That's how I met Oscar, who's with BCOE School Ties, and he's a mentor here for youth in Butte County. So welcome to KZFR.
Hello there, and thank you very much. I'm still feeling the burn. Yeah, that was an unforgettable night. And also it takes me back to the runaway and homeless youth, really, you know, how we're always trying to find opportunities in our lives, and we always seem to get knocked down sometimes. And this is a moment where I have to decide for myself, too, you know, where do I go with my opportunities in life. I'm worried, you know, not having the opportunity to really just go out and just educate myself and do what I need to do without worrying something might, you know, come to the challenge that I might not be able to overcome.
So you're a student at Chico State.
Yes.
And geology, correct?
Geography. Yeah.
Geography.
Yeah, but it's a jack of all trades. You
jack
can
of
study
all
trades.
Yeah,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, everyone's on land at some point, right?
Yeah, right.
Or
right.
Land, water. Land or water. Maybe you could explain a little bit about what your daytime job is for BCOE School Ties, Butte County Office of Ed School Ties Program.
Yeah, so I work with School Ties. My boss, Supervisor Josh Indar got me into it. It's an opportunity to reach out to other kids that are at risk. They may be at risk, you know, being homeless, or they're foster youth, or they're in a group home, or any kind of problem they might stop them from actually, you know, focusing themselves in their education. Mm-hmm. These kids are usually go from middle school to high school, depending on the need that they need. And some of these kids, just came from another country, and they just are seeking help. And we all need that help, you know, to be able to have the opportunity to not feel that we can't succeed just because we're not able to understand something.
So what skill sets do you use, and, you know, how do you work with the homeless? I'm going to say at-risk, in-risk youth. What's your job entail?
It's different. I mean, and because each kid is different, you know. They all need something, you know, else. You know, some kids are more academic based and they need that, and then some kids, you know, they need somebody that's there, you know. Sometimes it's just great, especially when I was going through it, you know, that it's just great to have somebody there, you know, just to have somebody understand and give you that space to feel that, you know, your feelings are valid, you know, to feel that, you know, whatever you're struggling through or what you're, you know, you're going through, that it's okay. You know, sometimes it's okay to feel certain ways, and then to know that and to be able to move on from that.
I know it's a subject that we can talk publicly about because we were on the radio about a year ago.
A year ago, yeah.
And if I remember all the details, that's when I'm going to help you color it in a little bit. But you were formerly homeless as a foster youth, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been homeless multiple times in my life, even when I was not in foster home, you know. My mom was a single mom with seven kids, so it's difficult, you know, and trying to figure things out. And again, she immigrated to this country hoping for something better. But, you know, it's a challenge if you don't have those opportunities like everybody else to understand the language and to be able to have a firm foothold in this country to be able to really, you know, be, you know, successful. So, I've been homeless multiple times. And to me, it's just become second nature, just sleeping on the streets sometimes.
Yeah, I have to do a circle back with Marina Fox from Path Scholars, but you were involved. Are you still involved with Path Scholars
Oh, yeah.
As an ambassador?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm still helping out whatever I can. I speak out pretty firmly about you know, the youth voice, you know, especially homeless youth, foster youth, and because it's hard, you know, to be able to iterate what you feel like, you know, in words that, you know, people can understand because you're so, going through so much, you know, and to be able to really pinpoint what's going on with you and to have, you know, somebody else understand it, it can be challenging.
Yeah, and I know Josh has spoken on the show several times about the difficulties, you know, living in a homeless situation and being able to succeed academically. But the craw is, I mean, the statistics just shoot through the roof of you know, outcomes, positive outcomes if you graduate from high school, man. It's a big freaking deal. Maybe you could expand upon on how big a freaking deal graduating high school is.
Yeah, I mean, some of these kids that I've met so far, and even myself, is just a challenge because you're in a system that's swamped already, and these, you know, poor teachers are trying to do what they're trying to do, and they can't give you all the attention that they can give you to help you have the tools that you need to succeed sometimes. And either you fall through the cracks or you find someone or something that can help you out. And for me, it was always my teachers. They always were my saving grace. And now it's just, that's kind of my saving grace with my education, is to be able to excel myself beyond that. I mean, what I've seen so far is like less than 5% of kids of, you know, of foster youth, homeless youth background have a college education, and less than 2% even get to even higher than that.
That's the statistics, I mean. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, so and that's what I feel like sometimes I'm just like marginalized into a number. It's just like, how much am I willing to participate in this and really succeed and go beyond it, or just, you know, be, I guess, what people sometimes think you are, you know?
Oscar, it's been such a pleasure having you on, man.
Yeah, keep on fighting, man.
For forever and ever. And I'm going to end it with, I'm calling it the bumper song, but I mentioned this earlier, talking about the stories. This is the gentleman that said, you want to hear a fantastic story? He's homeless, 60 years old. And one thing I didn't say was kind of a cool little snippet. He said he met someone and they asked him if he's homeless, and he said, yes, I am, and you seem to be housed. And he made like a joke out of it, but they're going to have him come over and give him a meal and give him a shower, man. So right here on People Powered Radio.
Thank you.
All right, man. I'm here with, what's your name again, sir?
Kate Ellen.
And this is your first time to Butte County. You came to get your wife's ashes in Strawberry?
Her ashes on Strawberry Valley, where I had been mining with her over the years. And that's all she wanted, a dying wish. And in Willows, somebody decided to depart from her with me, so I let you go and just carried on.
So here you are, here from Florida. What's your song, man? You wrote a song for your wife, for your deceased wife, correct?
No, I wrote the song for the lady that first been in love with. Cheated on me, and I had her dusted. And the name of the song is called "Those Lies and Those Maybes" by Kate Allen Coe. Here we go. I thought I was over here, baby, but the letter I received, oh, it brought flooded memories of the one I loved long ago. And now the lies I've told myself were only maybes, and now I'm back to that state of crazy. Help me if you will, hardest moment for the cure, just put those lies to rest with those maybes.